Third parak of Machshirim, second Mishnah. Chovish Shimaleya Peiros, a jug which is full of fruit. V'nasuna Pesoich Mashkin, and it's inside. The whole jug was put into some liquid. Oy Maleya Mashkin was full of Mashkin. V'nasuna Teich Peiros, and it was put into a pile of fruit. V'shoh Avu, and some of the liquids went through the walls. Anything that got wet from that mashke is bichiyutan. Since it was intentionally put in this position, that it's known that some of the pears are going to get moist from it, that's considered that he was mafshir. Ve'elu mashkim omru. Which mashke are we talking about? V'mayim, v'yayin, v'lechoymitz. Wine, water, wine, and vinegar, which is a product of wine. Shakol amashkim tahirim. All the other mashkim are tahirim. There's no hoksha. Why? Because they're thick, and it's not usual for that to happen. But you put honey in a jug, generally does not seep through the walls. Nechemi metabe kitnis shen kitnis shoyevos. He says even if this jug was full of water and you put it in a pile of beans, they generally do not get moist from the small amount of liquid that seeps through it. And therefore, if it does happen, those kidneys are not musha l'kabel tumah.